This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil.
To signing a deal with the devil. That's the position of Mykhailo Podolyak, a top advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In an Associated Press interview in Kyiv, Podolyak said a deal would only buy time for Vladimir Putin to strengthen his position. He says he wants political elites to realize that a deal where Russia does not lose or bear responsibility for mass crime is like signing a ticket for the continuation of the war on a wider scale. Asked about U.S. politics, the Ukrainian says he does not expect changes in relation to Ukraine, but wishes certain decisions would be sped up. Podolyak says Kamala Harris reacts hard enough to today's challenges and that Donald Trump is seen as a nonconformist. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu worked to mend ties with Donald Trump Friday and offered measured optimism about progress toward a ceasefire deal for Gaza. The former President Trump, the Republican nominee to retake the White House, welcomed Netanyahu to his Florida estate for their first face-to-face meeting in nearly 4 years.
We've had a good relationship. I was very good to Israel, better than any president's ever been.
Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle endorsed U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris.
This latest endorsement comes as new opinion polls showed Harris narrowing the gap with Republican rival Donald Trump. Less than a week after Democratic President Joe Biden bowed out of the race amid slumping poll numbers. A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted Monday and Tuesday shows Harris has opened up a marginal 44% to 42% lead over Trump. That compares with a 2-point deficit Biden faced against Trump in last week's poll before his Sunday exit.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting.